Good morning and welcome to another edition of Crunch Time here at bimcrunch.com, the fun and personal interview that is the perfect way to get to know members of the global BIM crew. My guest today is a very, very interesting chap. He is the BIM Transformation Manager, currently based in Dubai, working for Atkins. Now, he has a rich history of implementing BIM on large-scale projects, most notably in the UAE and Canada, his homeland. So I'm delighted to welcome Anthony Lapierre. Hi, Anthony.
Hi, Jack. Thanks for having me.
I am so excited to have you on, honestly. I think it's going to be a really, really good episode of Crunch Time. And your career has seen you work on some epic projects of gargantuan proportions across the world. I can't wait to talk about those. So before we do, though, I'd like to talk about where you've been located throughout your career, because you are from Canada and you've lived there and worked there. We've also lived in the United Arab Emirates as well on two separate occasions. So can you explain to the listeners a little bit more about your career thus far?
Yes, I'll try to keep it short, but long story short, in 2008, you know, I had a few of my friends who are also from Quebec who moved to the UAE. So basically, that's how I ended up in the UAE. I had some people that were here before I came that gave over my CV to Bert Hill, and then I moved in Dubai, stayed for 2 years, worked on two major projects for Bert Hill. And basically, the reason why I went back to Canada is in 2010, SNC-Lavalin, which is a big EPC firm based in Montreal, contacted me to work on a large-scale hospital project called the McGill University Health Center. And this is the type of project that you cannot say no. I mean, this is a project that has been planned for 50 years, if I'm not mistaken. In Montreal, the government of Quebec has been planning to build two mega hospitals, one French mega hospital and an English mega hospital, which is the McGill University Health Center. So it's a very high-profile project. So I was here in the UAE, and I was done with my second big project, which is the Al Mafraq Hospital. So SNC came to me and said, well, you have the expertise. Are you willing to come? But at that point in time, I had a girlfriend here in Dubai. So there's a love story.
Oh, dear.
in all of this. Yes, there is a love story in part of that. It's going to explain why I moved back and forth, actually.
Oh, right.
So I was just starting with my girlfriend at that point, and she said, you know what? This is your passion. You like BIM. You go to Canada. We will stay together, and let's see what happens. And do that project. I can see that it's an opportunity for you. And so when I went back to Canada, I was still with my girlfriend, who was staying in Dubai, working. You know, we had a long-distance relationship. And I said, let's make the most out of this trip to Canada. And I started a certificate in project management over there. And every 6 months, you know, we did an assessment. Am I coming back to Dubai or not? And it ended up being 2 years. But after 2 years, my wife said, okay, that's enough. Usually when I work on a big project like this, I never leave the project if I feel that my work is not done. But after 2 years on the McGill University project, I felt that everything was smooth. The people was very happy. I mean, the process was working fine. So I said, well, I'm not leaving because I'm unhappy. I'm leaving because I need to be close to my wife because I got married in between that time and I came back to the UAE. So that's that's not a very usual way of describing why people are moving around, but that was my story.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Well, a nice little twist to the story. I was not expecting that. So that's a lovely story. You know?
Yeah, when I started your question, I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that's the story.
And now she's your wife. So, well, hey, that's brilliant. Congratulations on making that work. And you had a lot of success with the hospitals in between as well. So big, massive thumbs up for you. Now, other than the temperatures and the cultures, have you noticed that BIM business within the UAE differs greatly to that of North America?
Yes, I have to say yes. And I'm lucky enough to, you know, to have a background in North America and I had the chance to work on the McGill project, and I mean, this was an amazing background to get. And now working in Atkins, which is a UK-based firm, and working in the UAE, so you're seeing actually, even though I'm not based in the UK, I'm seeing a lot of what's happening in the UK because the company I'm working for is based in the UK, so I get a visibility on that. I have the experience in the UAE, which of course, you know, I've been here for a long time. So yes, it is fun to compare all those regions together. And how could I compare it? I would say that, well, in the UAE, big and lawyers such as the RTA, for example, Qatar Rail, are moving to BIM. They are very interested and they are mandating BIM in a very detailed way, which is amazing to us BIM experts in the region, because if I remember back in 2008, well, the people believing in BIM had to do all that work. I mean, we had to convince people, and then project managers would, of course, resist to that at that point in time. But today, there's no reason to resist. I mean, the employer is asking for it, which is an amazing breakthrough if I compare it to a few years ago. So in the region, this is amazing to see employers that are mandating it. I would say that in North America, I will try to give the right answer as much as I can, because I've been away from Canada for 3 years now. However, I still have contacts over there. And what I know is that I can talk for Quebec, for example, even though we do not have a clear mandate like the UK. However, I'm aware that some government entities do require BIM to a level of detail that is actually impressive. I mean, they did their work to ask exactly what they mean by BIM, how they want it, how they want the team to interact with each other on major projects, specifically hospital projects. And this is interesting. Another way to compare North America with the UAE, and it's totally different. In North America, the projects are mainly in a design-build fashion, which is totally different to what we're doing on some projects here. For example, the McGill project in Montreal was a fast-track and design-build project. So SNC was hired to design, build, and operate the facility for 35 years, and then hand over the hospital to the government after 35 years. So that was an amazing opportunity to take control of the build process. But at that point in time, this was a few years ago, the client, which was the hospital, McGill University Health Center, didn't have a very defined requirement. The only thing they were asking for was a BIM model. And that was part of the contract. That was just a line in the contract. So we were lucky enough to have a very strong team over there in Canada to deliver that. Most of the team were real architects, real engineers that have a signature. I mean, I can remember, for example, the MEP BIM manager was an engineer. So, and they had a very strong team. So I can see the evolution here. In North America, they are getting there to define exactly what they want. And in the UAE as well. However, the main difference, I would say, is the design build versus design bid built here in the UAE. But there are some projects that are being delivered in a design build fashion where the contractor hires the designer as a subcontractor to provide design input. That's how I would compare both.
Hey, we'll tell you what, you're knowledgeable enough there, Anthony. So that was very, very interesting, and I think the listeners are going to be very intrigued about the differences there. So thank you very much for explaining that one. Now, I want to talk next about, obviously, you went back to Dubai, you were married, and then you were working for a little while before Atkins, then that came about. You were working for a number of years before you joined Atkins. So how did that opportunity come about, and has working for Atkins opened up a lot more doors to new experiences for you?